This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan Family Automotive Studio, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here to great radio stations all across America and in the Caribbean and around the world via the Internet, as well as on the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, plus to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, along with those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget, a special shout-out goes out to all those roughnecks out there working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Northern Tundra, William and his buddies up there, plus our Aramco oil workers in the Saudi Arabia area, and not to forget about our merchant marine with the big tankers going back and forth between Tampa and New Mexico down, or New Orleans down here. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And joining us right now, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It is that time of the morning, and let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the president is in New Delhi, India right now, and he's being so warmly received by the Indian government and the people of India. It's just something to see, it's something to watch. And I want to play just a little short 12-second clip here about what the president had to say yesterday in his travels.
From this day on, India will always hold a very special place in our hearts.
All right, well, they will hold a special place in our hearts. And, of course, the Indians themselves and Prime Minister Modi, I mean, there's so much praise going back and forth here between the two of them. I want to just play one more little short thing here where the president gives all kinds of praise to the prime minister.
The life of Prime Minister Modi underscores the limitless promise of this great nation. He started out by his father's side as a chihuahua, a tea seller. When he was a young man, he worked at a cafeteria in this city.
And that's a crowd yelling, Modi, Modi, Modi. They love him there, and they love the president there. And the crowds are just unbelievable what we're seeing, aren't they?
Well, absolutely they are. And, of course, they line the streets as the motorcade goes by. When the president came in for the state visit, where he would be having the state dinner and so forth, they had all these, I think, horse-mounted guards and so forth following the president into the facility there. And so it's just really been something. Of course, not even to mention what we saw happen at that huge cricket stadium. Over 100,000 people were there. And so what we're going to be finding, though, of course, the president is going to be talking about trade, although the president said he wasn't interested in necessarily having to hammer out a final agreement on this trip, but they may be announcing, Captain, we understand, sometime today, something having to do with an arms deal, and then, of course, the trade negotiations will be ongoing. So this is going to be a very productive trip, not only in terms of cultural exchange and friendship, but also in these practical matters as well.
Well, that's all true, because there is a podium set up in New Delhi. They're going to have a straight dinner for them, too, there as well. And there is a podium set up in New Delhi for both the president and Prime Minister Modi to have some sort of press conference or make some sort of announcement. So we'll get that going. If it happens on the Third Watch, and it looks like it very well could, we'll be broadcasting it here for the world to hear. Now, I want to just briefly talk about the coronavirus before we get into detail, but China has 508 more virus cases and South Korea has 60 more. Remember, yesterday we talked about South Korea and the fact that they were taking emergency measures of their own to try to control the situation.
That's right, and even though some recent reports have been that there may be some stabilization, we're seeing more cases now in different places in the world, especially in Italy and other places as well. And this, of course, has been one of the major catalysts, Captain, to people waking up to the stock market plunging almost over 1,000 points on the Dow Jones Industrial. All this is being driven by coronavirus fears and the fact that there may be a lot more cases coming up outside of China, regardless of what might be happening in China in terms of the actual numbers there. And those numbers, I say, we take with a grain of salt anyway, coming out of China.
Yeah, and I realize that the stock market dropped over 1,000 points yesterday, but right now this morning it's back up again. It's kind of funny how one day it'll be off and the next day it'll be up. But in lieu of the news that they're expecting to hear out of India today, right now the futures are way up, not only the Dow futures but the NASDAQ and the Standard & Poor's too. So that's a good sign, and it looks like as if the market's going to rebound. I won't say it's going to rebound all the way back where it came from, but it's certainly going to make a rebound.
Well, right, because that goes into the mix. And one of the things that the market doesn't like, especially in terms of coronavirus, is uncertainty.
Yeah.
But these futures and so forth may help to reestablish some of that and have some rebound. You're right.
And we get it that the corona cases are continuing to spread globally. Fears are growing. Italy.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit ProtectYourMove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I had somebody come up to me yesterday in my travels, and they thanked me for telling them about Relief Factor. They've been on it for about 2 months, and they said it just absolutely gave them the ability to be able to walk without being in pain anymore. And I told them, I said, well, that's what it's all about. And they told a couple of their friends. So far, that's what you like to hear when you hear successful stories. Now, they had arthritis, just like a lot of people do, because if you're suffering with nagging pain, whether it's arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, foot pain, ankle pain, muscle aches, or just general pain altogether, this non-narcotic, all-natural product, Relief Factor, and a three-week quick start could be your answer to starting to gain some mobility again and getting rid of the pain that you suffer with. Now, you can go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And check out the little tutorial there. So they got a little video there. It's about 2 minutes long. It talks about the 1995 3-week quick start. Tells you all about what's in it and how it works. And all you got to lose is pain. And it's 1995 for 3 weeks. You'll know. You'll know in 2 or 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work. You will know. And all it's going to cost you is $19.95 to figure it out. And then after that, if you want to stay on it, you just merely keep on receiving the shipments. Now, $19.95 is what it is. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Give it a try. See what it does for you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we were talking before we went to break. The coronavirus
is definitely got a lot of people concerned over in the Southeast Asian area. The 7th Fleet is going to be screening all boarding ships amid the coronavirus threat. And the president yesterday, the White House sent to the Congress an emergency request for $2.5 billion for vaccines and for treatment and for protective equipment dealing with the coronavirus problem that we have. And by the way, they're gearing up for God forbid if we do, they're gearing up for possibly a pandemic in this country.
Well, exactly right. Now, one of the things that the United States has going for it, Captain, is that we do have very good healthcare facilities in this country, obviously. In some parts of the world, unfortunately, that's not the case. And so the spread of the virus will also hinge on the ability to detect it and also to treat people and get them out of the circulation, of course, so that other people don't get infected. We've also found out that in Iran, they've had at least 12 people have died, and this goes back to some of the incidents we're finding out now in different parts of the Middle East, and most of those cases seem to all track back to Iran as well. So again, it's how this thing tracks, how it maps out, and how it morphs can sometimes be pretty unpredictable, and this is where I think the fear factor is coming from.
Yeah, and the other thing is there was a researcher yesterday who was interviewed on Fox, and they've been working on a vaccine, and there's a very strong possibility they may have a vaccine that may prevent the coronavirus from spreading. They were in the final stages of testing that and having the CDC verify the results.
Well, exactly right. And so, I mean, this is warp speed to try to get something like that done. These kinds of things take years. When this first started hitting, I heard estimates that it would take a long, long time, months and months and months, if not years, to get there. But, you know, Captain, there's something else that's going around out there, and more than one person has mentioned it to me, and it's this idea of where exactly did this coronavirus or COVID-19 really come from? Is it naturally occurring, or is it something to do with any kind of bio warfare research? And if that's the case, then we may have a much worse problem on our hands.
And that's it, and we do believe many countries around the world believe that this is a biochemical hazard of a weapon that's being used that got out of a lab somehow, either over there in China or it was developed somewhere else. Because, again, we've talked about the situation in Massachusetts at Harvard and at Boston University at the hospital where we had the Chinese involved in this, and they actually caught a fellow that was going to get on an airplane at Logan Airport that had some vials of this stuff in it, in a sample thing that he had, and he was going to China with it.
Yeah, and all these things, these are the terrifying kinds of things that you see in the movies. And the reason I say that is because when we go to the movies, it's all very, you know, controlled, and it's all tell us a horror movie story or something that scares us for a little while and we all go home. But this is for real, and of course you have people that are playing this kind of very dangerous game. So if it turns out that this is what this is, I think it's going to change a lot of people's perspective on how we deal with the outside world, and especially with other regimes or with regimes such as the Chinese regime.
Now, in other news out there, of course, we talked about the Dow plunging 1,000 points, and now it looks like it's rebounding. The futures are coming back. In other news out there, the ambassador to Germany, who was recalled, who is apparently the acting director of national intelligence here, but he's still the ambassador of Germany, to Germany, from the United States, rather, and President Donald Trump, of course, appointing him ahead of Joseph McGuire, who Senator Susan Collins, came out verbally yesterday and said that the president should have left Mr. McGuire in charge because he's more experienced at that than Mr. Grinnell is.
Well, she's entitled to her opinion, I guess, but as far as I know, Mr. McGuire was to be leaving around the middle of March anyway from this position. He's acting DNI as well.
All right, let's go over to the telephone line. We've got Dan Mann here from Lafayette, Indiana. I think he wants to venture something in about China. Okay, Dan, what's up?
Well, you know, I said a few weeks ago that Wuhan has a biological warfare center there.
I know they do.
Of 11 million people.
Yep.
The molecular structure of this virus has a heavy dose of SARS in it. This isn't natural. It didn't come from rat meat or bat meat. This was man-made.
Mm-hmm.
This was put together in a laboratory in a petri dish.
I agree.
And it's out of... And listen, 80,000 Americans die every year of the flu, mostly the very young and the very old.
Mm-hmm.
80,000. Do we quarantine entire cities or states or parts of the country? You're not getting the right information from the Chinese. You cannot trust the Chinese communist country. You can't trust a communist country no matter where they're at.
I agree.
No transparency.
Mm-hmm.
It is worse over there than what you think. Look at the supply chain.
Yeah.
The cold or the flu would not bring a supply chain down to its knees and stop.
Yeah.
It's there.
Okay.
I think the CIA knows a little more than what they're letting on to the public as well.
Probably.
That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan. And that's Dan the Man and up there in Lafayette. Now, back to Ambassador Grinnell. What do you think about Senator Collins stepping in saying that she didn't agree with the fact that... And by the way, you know why Ambassador Grinnell was brought back, don't you?
Why is that?
To clean the swamp in the National Security Council and national intelligence people. He was brought back for that specific reason.
Well, that's it. I think that you're absolutely on the nose with that, Captain. I was going to say that I think that, you know, he represents an outsider, quote-unquote, to this whole thing.
That the president can trust.
Exactly, because we've seen what can happen. Now, they're going to try to try to go after the president's decision and try to make it look like he's appointing people who have no business doing anything. But the president, of course, has made a career out of sizing people up and putting them into different positions and realizing that they can handle things. He gets smart people to do great things.
And there's something else that we should point out. According to Axios, there's a story out there that the president's allies and some of his inner circle has drawn up a list of those people that they do not believe they can trust.
Well, and can you blame them? I mean, doesn't every politician or administration have some sense of where people stand?
And the majority of these people are the ones that were ingrained in there, that were stuck in there.
That's right, because the president sets the policy. The people vote. You know, we have to re-explain this all to Adam Schiff and the rest of them. The people vote, and then the president says, does his job, and that's
alrighty.
That. Yeah.
All righty, here we go. We're going to break, and caller, hold the line. All right, we're going to break, and when we come back, more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We're going to put the phone number out there for you, and Kathy Curtis is going to give you that number. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back right after this break on the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Concerns over the coronavirus spreading send stocks sharply lower.
the market taking a major hit, the Dow dropping more than 1,000 points, the third largest points drop in its history, the NASDAQ down 355 points, the S&P 500 down almost 112 points. President Trump in India with an optimistic tweet about all of this. The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA, the president writes. We are in contact with everyone in all relevant countries. CDC and World Health have been working hard and very smart. Stock market starting to look very good to me, exclamation point. In other news, a winter storm watch issued for the Midwest as heavy snow expected, 6 to 12 inches predicted in Great Lakes, northern Illinois, and southern Wisconsin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Station.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you there very much, Mr. Announcer Man, hanging on my telephone right now. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance Company. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can find out what it would cost for you to get coverage on your car, your truck you're driving, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Ski-Doo, your Sea-Doo. They'll even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through the Geico.com website. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O.com. So go to Geico.com and get yourself a quote today, and also you'll find out where your local agent is. All right, very quickly, we're going to go over to the telephone line. We've got Mel up in Saratoga Springs along with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mel, you're on with both of us.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, man.
Listen, I'm not concerned with this coronavirus. I'm concerned about our economy. If you look at anything that you purchase out of from the store, you look at the bottom of it, made in China. There's nothing made in this country anymore. We've been made vulnerable if there's something like this, because those factories that left this country, they've been taxed out of existence. They have to go over there and manufacture there. Now, they're going to be shut down. Now, what's going to happen to our supply chain, like the previous caller was saying? You know, we're going to feel the pinch of this.
Well, some of them are already moving back here, Mel.
Right. Yeah.
Not all of them, but some of them. Mm-hmm.
You know, but we're going to, you know, like I said, the virus I'm not concerned about, but as far as the economy, things slowing down in this country, you can't get this, you can't get that, you can't purchase this, that, or the other, because what was made over there is no longer being made because the people that were making it are locked down in their towns, their homes, and they can't get to work for those little meager wages that they make. But anyway, the fact of the matter is, what's going to happen to our economy? What's going to happen to
We'll talk about that right now. Thank you very much, and appreciate it, Mel. All right. Well, Kyle, our economy is contingent to a lot of things. Of course, China does have a bearing on it, but we're not all inclusive, if you will, to China. And let me be honest about something for a second. India's economy, and we've just barely touched the tip of the iceberg in India, is larger than China's.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, right?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. In terms of dollars and cents, let's say that we expand what we did with China to India. What happens then? We don't lose anything, do we?
Well, right, exactly. In other words, just like finding new supply chains or new supply lines, we have to make a change on that. Exactly.
Right, and there are other countries in Southeast Asia where we've been working on doing some more trading with them, if you will. Vietnam, Indonesia, certainly Cambodia, the old Thailand, which is where Steve lives, and he commented a couple minutes ago, and good morning to Steve in Thailand. He's listening to us right now. But there are other avenues and other places where we've hardly touched the tip of the iceberg, and China not being able to send things out because some of these plants are having to close and all that, that's going to open the door again for us to be able to sell some of our products to some of these other countries. That's my opinion.
Well, exactly, and quite frankly, we don't know the long-term effects of what's happening in China.
No,
because as even Dan the Man was saying, right? You know, we can't really trust what's coming out of there because it's a controlled system,
right?
And when you have millions of people quarantined, the long-term effects of that are just unknown. We haven't seen this kind of thing, I think, in the modern age, and so we're doing this as it goes along here.
Yeah, and by the way, China, listen to me. Italy just locked down about 10 or 12 of their cities over there with the problem that they started to have, and that's going to create some interesting things there. They already had a run on groceries, and I saw many grocery stores pictured in the news last night that the shelves were empty.
That's right. Earlier yesterday, we knew that there were about 220 cases in Italy. At least 7 deaths have been reported as of earlier yesterday. In Italy, they shut down the last 2 days of the Carnival celebration in Venice. This is widespread in the sense of the impact that it's having on normal life.
Mm-hmm.
And once that starts happening, it's very difficult to get people's confidence levels back without some significant...
Now, there was something significant that happened in Saudi Arabia yesterday, very significant. The Saudi king, for the first time in history, hosted a rabbi.
That's right. That's exactly right. This rabbi's name is Joel. I think I've had the wrong name there. His Rabbi Rosen is his name, and he was able to go visit there in the palace. And this is unprecedented in the Saudi kingdom's history. And so it is a very significant event. It has to do with getting dialogue happening and also allowing other Israelis to come and visit the holy places in Saudi Arabia. Something in my mind, though, Captain, I think tracks back as well to the notion that Iran is such a major threat in the area that it wouldn't. I'm not surprised that they're trying to make sure that they have, both on terms of cultural level and religious level and all this kind of stuff, but even on a strategic plane, this is very.
Israel and Saudi Arabia have been working closely together over the past several years because Saudi Arabia opened up their airspace and said when they thought that Israel was going to take on Iran and the nuclear facility they had there,
right.
They had permission to fly down the slot and come over the Saudi territory, as well as use the Saudi air base that's there, that we have, the Al Sultan air base that the United States has, along with the Saudi Air Force.
Exactly. exactly. And even going back into the early 1990s, back in the days of Saddam Hussein, Saddam Hussein had his sights set on Saudi Arabia as well.
All right. Now, House Republicans are now seeking criminal referrals for the Mueller investigation. The 302s, the Intel community 302s, that once again are trying to, the people in the Intel community are trying to smear the president. So they're going to go back and they called what they called FBI, let's see, Lindsey Graham called as his first witness FBI agent number one.
That's right. Yeah, this is big time. This is where things can really start unraveling for those who wanted to really go against the elected president, whomever that person is at any time. That's not their place, obviously, to do something like that. So this is going to, it's going to get revisited in the minds of the American people. And also the notion that there were lies made to the FISA courts. All these things are major, yeah. Major problems, yeah.
And finally, yesterday, 22,000 Kobe fans filled up the arena in Los Angeles to pay their last respects to Kobe Bryant, and his widow was there talking about the father and the son that perished. A lot of Kobe's ex-ball players were there. Michael Jordan was there. He broke down. Shaq was there. He was having a tough time. There were some other people that were having a tough time trying to retain a composure, but they got through it, and it was something to see, and I only saw part of it.
Yeah, and that's at the Staples Center there in Los Angeles. And yeah, you're right. I mean, it's one of those times when people can just sort of get together, and for however that can help in terms of the grief process and so forth. But it's just quite an event today or yesterday.
And it was also announced yesterday that Kobe's widow was suing the owner of the helicopter company for the wrongful death. Because I guess the suit said they never should have been in the air to begin with.
Well, right. And so all that will play out, obviously. The initial reactions and the initial information, which we'll see if it changes significantly, is that it would be the pilot's choice and not a equipment malfunction per se or any kind of mechanical problem. There was no black box on that aircraft, we understand, but obviously they pieced together all the final moments of this terrible helicopter crash that may bolster her case one way or the other.
Well, they say when he made that hard turn to the left to try to go around the mountain, which is what he was apparently trying to do, go around the mountain, go up the valley, he didn't quite clear the mountain, but he hit it at 186 miles an hour.
Exactly right. And so, again, if they can try to piece together what instrumentation, what that read, or what might have been the information the pilot may have had,
okay.
Yeah, that will help.
All right, here comes the music. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him very much, and we appreciate your phone calls. I'm going to do the first Truckers Highway and Byway report. Yes, we got us a big old snowstorm. Foreman coming across from, the Canadian border all the way down into Kansas. Moving to the east. All righty. We'll let you know about that when we...
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah.
little nostalgia back in the days of the miniskirts and all that sort of stuff. I got the rockin' pneumonia and a boogie-woogie flu, Johnny Rivers. And I remember, I was out in California one time. I went to the Whiskey-A-Go-Go, and he was the headliner there all the time at the Whiskey-A-Go-Go in California. It was quite the ordeal going there, I'll tell you that much. And it was more like an adventure. All righty, well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And I'll tell you what, you guys and gals that are out there going across the country, and even you folks pulling the motorhomes and campers, pull on into one of the Pilots or one of the Flying J's. You'll find out exactly what I'm talking about. All right, here we go. A winter storm now expected to impact parts of the Midwest all the way to northern New England over the next 2 to 3 days. Now, a complex winter storm will produce heavy snow and gusty winds for a large portion of the Midwest through the Great Lakes into northern New England through Thursday and Friday. Now, some major metropolitan areas that are likely to be impacted by snow and travel difficulties include Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Buffalo, Syracuse, Boston, and possibly, depending on where this snow line sets up at, down a little bit further south. Now, this storm will also produce locally heavy rain in parts of the northeast and southeast as it comes across. Right now, we've got snow in the eastern part of Montana. We've got snow in the central and western part of North Dakota. Rapid City, South Dakota tonight, along I-90. You happen to have a winter storm warning through there. Conditions are going to deteriorate very rapidly. South Dakota, you got snow across half the state there. Down into Nebraska, you've got snow in Nebraska tonight. Across half of Nebraska, probably Al up there is getting snow. If not, he's going to. And then Wyoming, most of the eastern Wyoming area, Laramie into Cheyenne, going across into Nebraska, you've got snow all the way across. You've got a winter storm warning north of Cheyenne tonight up in the mountains. You've got snow in Colorado. Now, the big part of the snow that was in Colorado that tied some things up yesterday is gone, moved off to the east. But Kansas, you're getting it tonight. Halfway across Kansas right now, you've got snow going across I-70. And then there is a winter storm watch set up for Michigan, across the northern part of Indiana, across the northern part of Illinois to include Chicago, over into the Quad Cities, over into Des Moines, Iowa. There are some snow flurries that are starting already in Iowa, but you'll have some severe driving conditions there. Conditions are going to deteriorate rapidly as it moves across tonight and goes over that away. And all I can tell you is just keep your eyes and ears on the weather radio so you know what you're headed into. Now, Catwoman and Road Dogg are getting out of Dodge at the right time because you're going to beat the storm going out. You might have it coming back from Laredo, but I just heard from them a little while ago. There are some winds down around St. Louis. There is some rain off into the western part of Missouri. You've also got right now some snow as it looks out of the northeastern quadrant of Missouri right now. Up along towards Springfield, it looks like, towards Springfield, Missouri. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's not Springfield. That's Columbia up there, Columbia, Missouri, where the University of Missouri is. And then you've got some scattered rain going right down to Mississippi River Basin all the way down to Louisiana. There is some fog tonight and some rain east of Louisiana over into Mississippi, and then you've got fog going over towards Mobile, Alabama on I-10, so be advised of that. You've also got a system down in the Gulf, which looks like as if it's starting to bring some rain towards the southeastern corner
down towards Laredo, or not Laredo, down towards Brownsville. There's some wind and some surf down there. It looks like there's some rain out in the Gulf that's coming your direction, so be advised of that. Now, you got some rain still in upstate New York, some showers, Syracuse to Binghamton to Elmira to Deposit, down into the northeastern part of Pennsylvania to include Wilkes-Barre and Scranton. And out west, it's looking pretty good tonight. I don't see anything out there at the moment to bother you out there along the west coast. Everything has moved inland now, as we told you it would. So the eastern part of Montana, Canadian border, all the way down into Colorado, you're going to have snow on and off. The worst of it right now is right around Rapid City and the western part of South Dakota, and also in the south northeastern corner of Wyoming. So that's where the worst of it is right now, but it's developing, so it could get to be very interesting. Now, accumulations, just to give you an idea, general accumulation right now, 3 to 5 inches in the areas where it's snowing right now. There could be a little bit more than that, but as it gets up towards Chicago and Detroit, they're talking about possibly 8 inches to a foot, and that also includes moving across towards Ohio and whatnot. You could possibly get the lake effect machine kicked in there, depending on the weather, wind-wise, what happens. So keep your eyes and ears on what's going on there tonight. And if you got a weather radio, it might not be a bad night to be listening to it, especially on the satellite radio, so you can hear what's coming your way and plan your trip accordingly. Because you still got time if you're going west to stay south of it, it looks like, and go around it. The southern route would be the best way to go west tonight. Now, your pilot in Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, is probably a very pleasant surprise for those of you that haven't been in a pilot travel center lately. Because you could pull into one of those now, and you can drive into, a McDonald's or an Arby's or a Wendy's. Couldn't that be interesting, huh? Because you didn't know they were there. Well, they're there now. And you also might have a full-service Dairy Queen with their full menu, which isn't bad. A Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell. Could even be a Chester's Chicken. And if you're up in New York, Indiana, New Hampshire, you could see a Dunkin' Donuts, full-service Dunkin' Donuts in one of those places, too. And in the Flying J's, you'll always find a sit-down restaurant, namely the Denny's or a Huddle House or the Moe's Southwest Grill. So there you go. Now, keep in mind that you always get treated to a free cup of coffee if you go in there on the third watch and tell them the captain sent you. And you can pull a Nelson. You can go in there and say, hey, the captain sent me. And they got the radio show on there in the truck stop. So there you go. All righty. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news. And by the way, there's news coming out of New Delhi, India. The president and the prime minister of India are delivering joint statements following a bilateral meeting. And we will let you know more about that. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.